It's here.
It's here.
It's here already?
The witching!
The witching?
The witching half hour!
Yes, the witching half hour has come. It cannot be measured by any unit of time, nor can it be reached by any hand on the face of a clock. The witching half hour occurs whenever and wherever it pleases. And now it is here. Tonight, the witching half hour begins in an ice cave, cloistered by the rugged perils of the Alaskan wilderness. A paleontologist, Dr. Maria Crenshaw, fumbles timidly down a jagged tunnel, illuminated by the pale glow of a tossing lantern. The lantern is held by the only person willing to guide Maria to this foreboding place, a young girl from a remote fishing village.
Come on, Dr. Crenshaw, just around this corner. Well, what are you waiting for? Aren't you coming?
I didn't realize this cave went so deep. You sure we're close, Sakari?
Around that corner, this whole tunnel opens into a huge chamber.
And that's where we'll find them? When the village elders confirmed its existence, I could barely contain my glee. The cave of lost ages. A labyrinth of ice so cold it's frozen time itself. Creatures from...
Yeah, from centuries past, within great walls of ice, clear as crystal. Yeah, my parents trot that one out to me every time I get caught. Oh, and the shadows of the cave doom anyone who dares trespass.
Doom? Did you say doom like a curse?
Why'd you think...
I didn't hear anything about a curse.
Yeah, why'd you think I was the only one willing to take you? I wouldn't take it too serious. My parents also said if I didn't do my chores, I'd be sent to live with polar bears.
I think I'd like to go back to the sled now, Sakari.
Don't get all scaredy cat about it. I've been here hundreds of times, and I'm not cursed. We came all this way. Now come on!
I barely believe my eyes. It's as if they never died. A menagerie of prehistoric beasts caged in ice.
It's just a bunch of frozen carcasses.
These frozen carcasses predate modern history by thousands of years. Look at this woolly mammoth. The powerful trunk, the long, sharp tusks. This one must be over 10 feet tall and weigh nearly a dozen tons.
I see it. I'm standing right here.
And this? No, it couldn't be.
It looks like a big dog.
The biggest dog, a dire wolf. Look how it bares its teeth, a mouthful of daggers capable of crushing bone, poised as if it's ready to pounce.
Well, I guess this is what it was pouncing on.
My word, a baby saber-toothed tiger. And this must be its mother, shielding it from attack. Mother saber-tooths were fiercely protective of their young. Sakari, this find will make me the toast of the paleontological community. I'll speak at important conferences, receive top-notch funding.
Well, if it's such a find, Doc, maybe you could pay me a bit more for my trouble? My parents are gonna be spitting mad when they hear I guided you.
We'll haggle over compensation later, Sakari. I must...
But Doc,
Later, Sakari! I must get back to camp and assemble a team to transport these remains. Oh, but that will take too long. Rodney will be here before sundown.
That fella who came with you?
Rodney did not come with me. He followed me. He's a colleague of mine with every intention of taking credit for whatever I discover. I got a good head start on him back at the village, but it's a day's journey to camp and back. I need to take something with me, proving I was here first. What are you doing?
What's it look like? I'm chipping out this baby saber tooth.
Yes, well, it would fit nicely onto the sled. Are you sure your dogs can pull it?
Don't just stand there. Grab a chisel and help out.
Oh, yes, of course.
What's the matter?
Nothing, it's just, when I was about to strike, I could have sworn I saw the mother saber-tooth's eyes meet mine.
Will you get back to work already? It's gonna be a long haul moving this block of ice to the cave mouth.
I can't believe we've carried it all this way. My arms ache terribly from the strain.
Well, put it down here. I'll ride the sled up to the mouth and we'll load it on.
You still think your dogs will be able to carry all the extra weight, Sakari? Sakari?
Shh. Listen.
What are we listening for?
The dogs.
I don't hear anything.
That's the problem. Neither do I.
Sakari, wait for me! Sakari?
Aw, jeez, my parents are gonna skin me!
What's come over you?
The dogs! Look at them! Trampled to pulpy pieces.
Trampled?
That's what it looks like, don't it?
What could have done this?
polar bears, I guess. We're not even close to water, but nothing else could have left tracks that big.
Sakari? Did you hear what I just heard?
I hear the wind.
No, it wasn't that. It... There it is again.
So the wind's making funny noises. So what?
But Sakari, you said whoever entered the cave would be cursed.
So?
So just now in the distance, I could have sworn I heard a woolly mammoth.
Not again, Doc. We only took a break 10 minutes ago.
I can't go on any longer. I'm supposed to be riding this sled, not pushing it through a frozen wasteland.
Mr. Rodney's coming up. We're going down. Any second now, we'll meet up and he'll take us back to camp. Just wait till you see my parents' faces when we pass through the village with a cub from the Cave of the Lost Ages on my sled. Where's your stupid curse now?
What was that?
All right, Doc. Break's over.
Was that a wolf?
This is Alaska, Doc. Wolves are everywhere. As long as we keep to the trail, we'll be fine.
Wolves are everywhere? Are you listening to yourself?
Aw, jeez.
You told me there was a curse. A curse I didn't even know about until I was in the cave. Now I'm pushing a block of ice on a sled in the freezing cold, surrounded by wolves. If that isn't cursed, what are we?
Dr. Crenshaw, come back!
I'll go where I please. I'm not pushing that awful sled an inch more. I'm pitching a tent and waiting for Roddy to
drop
in.
Don't walk off the trail. It's not safe.
Oh, will you leave me be? I'm already cursed. What difference does it...
Ah! Dr. Crenshaw! Dr. Crenshaw? It's only a shallow crevice. Must have been covered by snow.
Oh, will you shut up and get a rope? Of course this would happen to me.
Well, there's one in my bag here. I'll tie it around my waist and I'll throw it down.
Well, then do it! I'm not paying you to blather on about it. I think that wolf is getting closer.
Dr. Crenshaw?
What?
Remember how you said later that we'd haggle over compensation?
Lower the rope, Sakari.
Well, I'm just thinking. See, my village is a fishing village. We sell fish, and the way we figure out what to sell them for is with this thing my ma told me about called supply and demand. Pretend this rope is a halibut.
I know what supply and demand is.
Oh, well then you know that I'm gonna sell this halibut for exactly how much it's worth to you. How much you think it's worth, Doc?
Sakari, I swear, if you don't lower that rope...
Probably at least the price of a pack of dogs, right?
Lower the rope!
But I'm not even at the good part, see? The good part's that on my sled, I got a baby saber-toothed tiger. Can you believe it? If this rope's a halibut, then that thing's a humpback whale. How much you think it's worth to your pal Rodney? More than a pack of dogs, I bet.
Listen to me, you little snow monkey. When I get out of here, I'm gonna wring your flimsy little neck.
Sorry, Doc. If I wait that long, I might miss Rodney.
Wait!
So long, Doc.
Sakari?
There's something up here.
The wolf.
No, it's bigger than a wolf, but it can't be.
Oh, you stupid little girl. Quickly, jump into the crevasse with me.
No.
You'll be safe down here.
Then we'll both be trapped. Rodney will find the sled and I'll get nothing. I've got a hunting knife in my belt. I've fended off wolves before.
Sakari, no!
Come at me, big and hairy. I'll show you who's cursed.
Sakari! Ah! Quiet now. Finally quiet. It's been ages since Sakari's final scream. Maybe whatever attacked her is gone. I've stared at the walls of this crevice long enough. I know every ridge, every groove. Come on, Maria. Stay here and you're dead, but climb and you've got a chance. Take it one step at a time. Not too fast. Easy. Easy. There. I've got a grip. I'm off the ground. I'm climbing. A little higher. Come on. Oh, the edge is just out of reach. If I can just inch up a little higher, stretch. I feel it, the edge. Now I need a better grip. Almost there. Come on. Yes. Yes, I've got it. All I need to do is hoist myself up. I'm up. Oh, the breeze on my face never felt so good. I'll just lie here a moment. The brilliant blue sky, my blanket, and the snow, my bed. The snow. It's red. Red with... Sakari? Oh, Sakari, look what this thing did to you. And these tracks. I hardly believe it, but They're unmistakable. The tracks of a dire wolf. I need to get out of here. I must... Sakari, you're alive. You're butchered to ribbons, but you're breathing. She doesn't have long. If I put her on the sled, take her to the village, she just might make it. But that would mean leaving the saber tooth. I can't leave it after all I did to get it. But the sled won't fit them both. I know. First, I'll bring back the saber tooth. Then I'll send a rescue party for Sakari. Moving her is too risky anyway. Even if I did put her on the sled, she'd probably die on the way. Now, why should I go out of my way to save her? She was ready to abandon me. Serves her right, the little... Oh, my word. Her eyes are opening.
Help. Me.
I didn't see that. Just run to the sled, Maria. Keep running and don't look back. It isn't murder. It isn't. It doesn't matter now. All that matters is getting the saber tooth back to camp. There. There. Now push, Maria. Never mind the curse. I didn't come all this way to die. I'll push until I run into Rodney and he'll help me. He's got to. Come on, move, you stupid sled. What was that behind me? I didn't hear it. It's not real. Just ignore it. Don't look back and it'll go away. It's still there. It's taunting me. It knows I hear it. I'm going mad. There isn't anything there. I'll just turn and see there's nothing there, and it'll stop. Turning now, slowly. My word. No, you're not real. Saber-toothed tigers are extinct. You're extinct. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I took your baby. I can fix it. I'll make it better. I'm turning around now. I'll just kneel down and untie the ropes and give it to you. Yeah, yes, I'll give it to you, Saber-tooth. You think I'm untying the ropes, is what you think. But really, I'm opening my bag. My bag's tied to the sled, too. And in here, I've got my revolver. Yes, my revolver. But you don't know that, do you, Sabretooth? And when I turn around, then you'll really get what you've got coming. Sorry, Sabretooth. These knots are too tight for me. Guess I'll have to shoot them off! Die, you prehistoric cat beast!
So, this is the fabled cave of lost ages, eh? I must say, I've never seen such a collection of ancient creatures in all my life.
Please, Mr. Rodney, we must leave this place.
I'll leave when I'm good and ready, woman.
I don't wish to stay. I only agreed to take you as to find my daughter.
Yes, shame about her, isn't it? And what'd you say did it, polar bears?
Weren't no polar bears. It was the cave. This cursed cave murdered my Sakari and our dogs, too.
No, my vote is still for polar bears. Anyhow, I'm much more curious about the fate of Dr. Maria Crenshaw. Probably walked right over a crevasse, knowing Maria. Oh, well, by the looks of these remains, it would appear I'm to profit by her misfortune. A woolly mammoth, dire wolf, a saber-toothed tiger, and her cub. But what's this?
You're a bad man, Mr. Rodney. A bad, bad...
Shut up! Why, it's a cave woman, wearing animal skins, no less. Clearly a very early incarnation of man. Note the jutting jaw and sloping forehead. And funny. Her face is strangely familiar. It's almost as if I've seen her someplace before.
The Witching Half Hour is directed by Eli Taylor. With sound by Ian Denio and music by Nehemiah Luckett. Tonight's story, Sabretooth, was written by Wes Rhodes, with performances by Katie Hartman, Leah Rudick, and Jacob Troy. production by Private Ear Audio Theater.